Local Police Chief Felix Ogbaudu told VOA that the violence in his sprawling industrial city has calmed down.
There's massive deployment of soldiers and mobile policemen. And the clarification is that it's contrary to the general impression. It is three parts of the town, the Borokiri stroke Marine Base and the Diobo exit. With the heavy deployment of the army and mobile policemen, we've carried the person to their hideouts. And the place has been calm.
Gang fighting, which started a week ago with sporadic clashes, took a more deadly turn over the weekend. Police confirmed nearly a dozen deaths since the surge in fighting began last Monday. The government responded by sending security forces to Port Harcourt. But a spokesman for the state's government in Port Harcourt, Emmanuel Oka, said their response was not quick enough.
But we had a situation where for 1 week running, young men were carrying guns, dangerous weapons, moving about the streets without fear of anybody. We couldn't find the presence of those who should be on the street to scare them away, at least. I think that is not too good for the nation. It is not too good for the Niger Delta, where we get the bulk of the resources that sustain this country.
President Umaru Yar'Adua has vowed to stop the unrest in the country's oil-rich Niger Delta region. But Oka warns that the crisis could deter it further if security steps are not implemented more quickly and efficiently.
My worry is that something is not done now to address this matter holistically. It may give rise to unpleasant consequences. So I'm calling on the security agencies, the police and the military to take a second look at situations like that and see how they can respond more speedily and effectively.
Reports say the gangs were fighting over territory in the oil city. The authorities have acknowledged nearly a dozen deaths from Saturday's street gun battles. Some eyewitnesses and media organizations put the toll much higher. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.